Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So, let's get into it. Oh my goodness, I am so pumped for this one. Okay, so it is the start of the new year. So I wanted to prompt you to check in on your habits. Now, if you are listening to this and it is not the start of the new year, that is completely fine. This is a great process to go through no matter what the time of year, because it is our habits that determine how we show up in the world. It's our habits that determine actually who we are, truly. And that can be a little sobering sometimes, because we like to think of ourselves as being a certain way. But when we look at, with honest eyes, the way that we spend our time and the way that we spend our money, sometimes the reality is a little bit different. So let's dive in to the CEO habits that consistently help us perform at a high level. And we're going to have a raw, hard look at whether or not we are actually living these out. Now, these are the habits of a seven-figure business owner or someone that is working towards them. Because if we're not doing these things, if we don't have habits around all of these things, it's going to be really hard to get there. This is mindset over mechanics. Every single step of the way when we're scaling a business, hard work will get us to a certain point, but it is these habits and other habits like these things that truly are the things that let us get there in a way that doesn't feel energetically draining, that doesn't lead to burnout. So the first one is that it is mindset. It's having a mindset practice where you are consistently working on your thinking. Now, this might be journaling, it might be meditation, it might be prayer, it might be your version of this or a combination. For myself, I have a life GPS document that is my perfect version of every element of my life. And I read that every single day. And I combine it with prayer and journaling. That is my morning practice. That is what works for me. And it doesn't matter so much what it is that you do. What matters is that you have a practice, because this is the number one thing that is going to keep you on track through the ups and downs of business, because that is our human nature. It is our human nature that we like to be comfortable, and we subconsciously do everything we can to stay comfortable. Comfort is not conducive to growth. So we are actively fighting against our human nature whenever we seek to grow. So that is why we have to be doing the mindset work, because if it is not familiar to us, we are fighting against it. And your growth is not familiar to you, because that's growth. You're not there yet. But as we grow, our capacity grows and our business grows. So really, I want you to audit your mindset habits and ask yourself if they would be different if your business was the dream size. So as a seven-figure business owner, would your mindset practice be different? And if the answer is yes, then you need to make those changes now. We don't wait to implement these kinds of things. You know how they say you need to be that person? I used to think like, how do I be that person? How do I, you know, I'm not going to be spending the same kind of money on things that someone at that level is spending. It's not about that. It's about the habits. What habits does the person at the level you're aiming for have? And how can we implement those now? Those are the important things. And I also don't talk about movement as one of the habits that we're talking about today, but I'm just going to pop that in here as well as a bonus one, because movement and exercising your body, your physical body, has so much to do with your mindset and having a positive mindset. So if you are not moving your body every single day, you are not performing at the level you can perform at. Just full stop. And when I say move your body, it doesn't mean you have to do a really huffy, puffy, sweaty workout for an hour every single day. No, but we do need to move our bodies. If we do not move our bodies, our mind is not going to be working at its fullest potential. So I'm just going to tie those two together. All right. Habit number two is a focus on what moves the needle. Now, in our last episode, we talked about letting it be easy. And we talked about the 20% of things that we do that drive the 80% of the results. We need to take this seriously. If it doesn't move the needle, it's pretty likely that we should not be doing it. Now, that doesn't include things that we're doing just for fun or we're experimenting with, but those things are not going to be the majority. Our time is limited, and there is a million and one things that we could be doing. So how do you choose to spend your time as the CEO? Right? We choose the things that move the needle. That is our job, right? And whatever needle it is that you're trying to move. But ideally, all roads point to profit and freedom, because that is your job as a business owner. As a CEO, your job that you signed up for is to grow the business, to grow the profit. That is the role. And sometimes what people think moves the needle actually does diddly squat. For many service providers, for example, many service providers, content does not move the needle, right? Social media does not move the needle. Why? Because they don't have the audience. They need a bigger audience. And that's fine though, because all of a sudden the pressure is off to be on this constant hamster wheel of content creation, and they get hours back every single week. Because if you think about it, if you're creating content for the same 300 people who were not going to hire you because there are other VAs that have just liked you for moral support, you're wasting your time. That is not moving the needle in your business. Just full stop, not moving the needle. Two things that do move the needle for service providers are having a dialed-in funnel and strategically building relationships. There are other things there too. So what are those things for you? And if you look truthfully at where your clients come from and you're a service provider, it is probably not that some random found you on Instagram. Now, maybe it is, but that is not likely. Podcasts and long form content, sure. Instagram, less so. Relationships, definitely. So if you don't know what this needle moving thing is in your business, I encourage you, I want you, please, pretty please with a cherry on top, to schedule a 30-minute thinking session and journal on this one question in your business. And then I want you to get someone to listen to your ideas, because they may have a different perspective. They will, I hope, have a different perspective, as long as it's not someone who works in your space that is a carbon copy of you. And if you would like that person to be me, I would love it. So send me a voice message on Instagram and I would be honored to help you confirm what moves the needle in your business and save you hours and hours and hours of time. Now, if you're listening to that and you're a service provider and you're going, does that mean I don't have to post on Instagram? Well, you can probably really decrease it. But let's chat. All right. That brings us to number three, which is thinking time. I just spoke about scheduling a 30-minute thinking session, and that this is what that is. I've spoken about this a few times on the podcast, but it is so critical. So, so critical to stop consuming, right? Stop scrolling on social media, stop listening to podcasts, stop doing, and just sit still and think. And if you do that at home and you have small children, then you can go somewhere else. You can wake up earlier, get quiet, like actual get in quiet, and ask one specific question of yourself about your business or your life, if that's what you would like to do. And you don't need to do this in the way that I'm going to describe now. For example, just before I was at the sauna and I was lying outside on the banana lounge in between sauna sessions, and I had this kind of vision of something, and I was like, oh, how could I do that? How could I get there? And so I had this question, and I literally lay there. It was silent. The sun was shining, like the breeze was beautiful. Did I have a pen and paper? No, but I lay there and I kept like meditating, moving my mind back whenever it wandered to this question, that what it was. And I came up with a plan. And that is the point, is when we be still, we remove distractions. It helps if you have a pen in your hand and a notebook, because then you actually have something physically keeping you anchored to that place. And if you feel like you need to, like, you know, get some cleansing tools or clear the energy or whatever it is to really get in that space, do the things. Do whatever you need to have a really productive session. Like, movement is really amazing first before you go and sit down. Maybe go for a walk, do it at a cafe. It doesn't matter. It does not have to be perfect. Honestly, if your house is noisy and that's where you are, put some binaural beats on inside your earphones, sit there, make sure people know they're not allowed to bother you, and do the thinking. Do the thinking. It is amazing what happens when you allow white space. That truly is like when the water stills in a river and you can see clearly, the things that come up that have been hidden under that like choppy surface is incredible. And we're too busy to notice the gold that we have, because we're always consuming, right? We're consuming social media, we're listening to podcasts, we're reading books, we're listening to audiobooks, we're going to conferences, we're watching webinars, like all the things. And it's very rare that we then actually put that thing into action. Maybe it goes on a project that we're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that later. But this is where you allow the space for those things, that those seeds that have been planted, those things that have been dropped into the abyss of your mind over the week. Or, I mean, it's recommended that we do this twice a week, right? And there's so much gold in there, but we're too busy to notice. So the structure of thinking time, like I said, can be flexible, but the format that was suggested to me by John Mitchell, who is a mentor of mine, who teaches leadership of self at the University of Texas, is this. First, just when you sit down, journal for 5 minutes, just run the tap of brown water. You know, those old taps where it's like brown water first, and then finally the fresh water comes in, just like whatever that mind chatter is sitting there. I need to do this grocery shopping. Don't forget to call the, you know, thingy, book the vet, whatever it is. 5 minutes, just get rid of the junk. And then have a question. If you need a list of questions, send me a message on Instagram for my clients. I have a list of questions. I'm happy to
give you some that relate to your situation or to give you a question. And then you ponder that question and you journal on that for around 20 minutes. Literally, you sit there and you write any thoughts that come up. So if the question is, what moves the needle in my business? You could just be writing, maybe it's doing this. I've had clients from here before. And you just keep going. I need to get in front of new people. How could I get in front of new people? Maybe I need to be a guest on podcasts. Like, it doesn't have to, no one's going to read this, right? It's just really thinking, you're mining for the gold that you already have in your mind around that question. When your 20 minutes is up, and yes, set a timer, then we summarize the ideas, right? Summarize, okay, I really have realized, for example, that I need to get more visible. And so I really need a strategy around that. Three ideas that I have are ABC. And from the summary, you come up with three action items. And maybe that one of those is that you need another thinking session on some to brainstorm some ideas. Totally fine. But you come up with three action items and you place those action items on your calendar for the coming week. That piece, their implementation, is where the magic is, because nothing changes if nothing actually changes. So we can think and we can plan and we can listen and consume and sit with our, you know, clearing of the energy and all of the things. And if we don't take action and actually do something, then everything stays the same. And yet it's that simple. But will you actually do it? I really hope you do. Because this is the one thing that is so easy to implement. And if you don't think that you have 30 minutes, I promise you, you have 30 minutes twice a week. This is the one thing that will change your business, absolutely and thoroughly change your business. Because all of a sudden, all of these fantastic ideas that you have, like, you know, in the shower and while you're driving and while you're changing nappies or all of the things that you have ideas around, you either delete from your brain because you've realized that actually it's not a good idea, or you put it on your calendar. And that is what helps you to take giant leaps in your business, because you are being strategic and intentional. And those two words are so powerful. And we forget that we already have the answers, or maybe you don't even know, you already have the answers, right? But we don't get still enough to listen. We don't slow down to speed up, but we should. And this one links to number four, which is organization. If you are not organized, then how the heck do you think that you'll be able to hold a business that is bigger than you? And maybe that sounds a little harsh, and I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I was sorry. I don't mean to be harsh, but we cannot hold a business that is bigger than us. Not well. We cannot hold that well without being organized. The wheels will come off. At some point, the wheels will come off, guaranteed. Like, you will burn out, all things will come down, you will lose clients, something. We have to be organized. So what does that actually mean? What does it mean to be organized? Examples of this are, and what I would recommend if you don't have a system, is having a 12-week plan. Rewind back a few episodes. There was the strategic plan episode, which we went really, really broad for the 10, 20 year plan and then dug down to having a 12 week plan. So go back to that if you don't have a 12 week plan. 12 week plan with maximum three projects on it. And in addition to that, being organized means planning your priorities for the week in advance. Right? And that is the list that your thinking time action tasks go onto. So next week, what are the three priorities that I have to achieve in order to move the needle forward in my business, in order to progress that project in my business?
Is it that you need to pick up the phone? Is it that you need to connect with 20 people in that industry? Is it that you have to do some research around something? Is it, you know, what is it? What are the three things that you're going to do next week that are going to move your business forward towards that 12-week plan that you have? So your week, you already know in advance, and whether you do that on a Friday or your last day of the working week, whether you do that on a Sunday before the Monday, it doesn't really matter. But the point is that you know already going into the week what your priorities are that week. Further than that, organization to me means time blocking your days so that you know what days to schedule things and you're not task switching on the day. So for example, most of my client meetings are on one day of the week. My strategy content day is all on one of the week, because then I've got makeup days and non-makeup days, which makes it really easy and practical. But also I know when I'm going to the gym, I know when I'm going to have my client calls. I know, like, already, if I'm going to be scheduling something, what's the best day to do that based on what I'm going to be thinking about that day? That is how we get efficient and productive and be able to leverage our time. It's by not task switching, by having all of the meetings on one day. Some people look at my Tuesdays and like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. Well, yeah, that's because it's my client day. I rarely meet with clients outside of that day. That's what works for me. I've done that for so long now. And it means I'm in the flow. It means I'm having conversations. Does it mean I'm kind of exhausted at the end of that day from like switching between clients and having all these conversations? Yeah. But does it mean that I have freedom in the rest of my week? Heck yeah. Amazing. It's perfect for me. And I encourage you to, maybe it's not you cram all your client calls in one week, but remember, I have a team. So I'm not meeting with clients all of the time. Okay, from there, planning your day the night before, at least. Like I said, mine's already scheduled. I have the same recurring time blocks, and so I really know most of what I'm doing. But the night before, really analyzing, or just before you shut up shop one day, you know, the next day, what are your three priorities for that day, for tomorrow? So maybe you've already got your block for strategy, but what are you going to do in that? Maybe you've already got your block for sales or for connecting with people, but what is actually going to go on that? What are the three priorities for tomorrow? So planning your day the night before. Organization also means clearing your inbox every day, right? We don't let stuff fester in there. We clear it out. If you can't answer something, that's okay. You can reply, you can archive it, you can, you know, have a system around that, but clearing out that energy. And all of this being organized means that you are in control of where you're going. Because when you are in control of where you're going, you can steer the ship there. And that's what being organized means, is you're actually holding the wheel and you're steering the ship. So the wind doesn't blow you somewhere that you don't want to be. And so few people are organized in their businesses, and it baffles me. But if you want to not be the whole business, if you want to have a business where the profit and the freedom that you get from it supports and flows with your life, then you can't be everything in your business. And if you don't want to be everything in your business, then you need more than you. And if you are not organized, you cannot hold that. You cannot hold that. So even if that's not you naturally, this is a skill. It's really easy to have a system like this where you plan your week, you plan, you know, you've got your 12-week plan, you plan your week, you plan your day, you clear your inbox. And yeah, it adds tasks in to do when you're planning every day, but most of it's already done. My planning takes like 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes to be organized. You can have a block at the end of your day to clear your inbox. It doesn't actually take that long. I even realized today there was this one task I've been avoiding for like 2 weeks, and it took me 5 minutes, literally. Actually, I'll be honest. Okay. So there was two tasks I was avoiding. I did both of them today. Totally, like total combined time took me 15 minutes. Isn't it amazing the things that we just try and put off?
And then the reality of them can be so much different. So organization, commit to a system, take this one if it feels good. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be easy. All right. Number five is, and this is the last one, is personal growth. So how are you structuring and being intentional around personal growth? I talked about listening to podcasts and ebooks and all of those sorts of things. And often what we do is we'll just open up our podcast app or whatever your chosen thing is, Audible or Scribd, whatever your app is, right? And you'll go, oh, what's kind of here? And the things that we then consume are things that are not helping us to achieve the things in our business that we want to achieve. They're entertainment. And that's okay. Entertainment isn't bad, except when you have really big goals and you're trying to be intentional around the work that you're doing and you're trying to, you know, fill your mind with productive, conducive things for amazing thinking time, and you are reaching for big goals, then we need to be really careful around what we consume. Because whatever we consume is the fuel for everything else. So it's the same with our bodies, right? If we're consuming junk, well, we're going to feel it. If we're watching junk, we're going to feel it. We are the product, it is said, of the five people that we are closest to. I think it goes beyond that. We are a product of what we allow in our environment, and that includes everything that we consume, like movies, TV, music, the conversations that we have, the people that we're around. And so when you are committing to this highest level version of yourself, I want you to ask the question of, what are you allowing? What are you allowing yourself to consume? What are you allowing in your energy, in your environment, in your mind? Because that is really important. And when we have big goals, when we know that we have projects that we want to bring to life because of the impact we want to make, and that's really big stuff, right? And there are going to be gaps in our knowledge. There is going to be gaps in how we're showing up. There are going to be gaps in what we're producing, and we can fill those gaps through learning, but only if we're intentional. So if you know that you want to get more visible, but you're not cultivating the skill of public speaking or cultivating the skill of confidence or whatever it is that you need to cultivate, and you're not intentionally going after that, then you're slowing yourself down. So in contrast, imagine if you had that goal of visibility and you wanted to be on stages or you wanted to be in podcasts and you wanted to, you know, really be known for that and really take big strides in visibility and having leaps in your business in that area. Imagine if you were strategically consuming every book, every podcast episode, learning from the experts in those fields where you felt the gaps were. What's the difference with the person who's watching entertainment, which again is fine and has a place as long as we're intentional about the ratio of what's going on here and you're deciding what is important to you. So knowing when it's important to chill out and not think about work anymore and like give your brain a rest, and versus, okay, I can utilize this time and leverage and move towards my goals. So imagine if you were intentional around an hour a day consuming content that was helping you to move towards that goal. That's like 7 hours a week. That's like nearly 30 hours in the month, right? 30 hours a month of intentional learning versus, I don't know, listening to Tim Ferriss or something, which is fun, but not actually cultivating that skill that you need to achieve the goals that you want.
So having an intentional system around, and I know I've said intentional like 40,000 times, but it's so key because it all starts with intention and then it happens with action. And so what is that skill that you're looking to cultivate right now? And how can you do the research around, okay, these are the audiobooks I'm buying, and these are the podcasts I'm going to listen to, and these are the experts in the space that I'm going to study and analyze. And then going, okay, when am I actually going to do this? For me, while I'm folding the laundry, that's when I learn. Sometimes when I'm in a podcast, yes, sometimes when I'm in a podcast, you can tell that I'm ready to. My brain's fried now. Okay. Sometimes when I'm exercising, depending on what it is, because I can't often learn something complicated while I'm working out really hard. It's a little too much for my brain. But definitely on long car drives, definitely while I'm doing the laundry, like just what else can you combine it with? You don't need to just sit down and carve out an hour a day to learn. Combine it with something else that you're already doing. Are you driving? Are you walking? Are you doing the laundry? Are you doing the dishes? What is the thing? And having a system around that, a habit around personal growth, a system around personal growth will catapult you to where you want to be in terms of skill development quicker than kind of anything else, right? When you actually intentionally take the time to do it. So they're the five CEO habits that I want you to check in on I want you to check in on those things in a really raw, honest way. They are the CEO habits that will help you to step up as the CEO in your business and take it where you want it to go. Number one is mindset, having habits around mindset. Two, a focus on what moves the needle. Three, thinking time. Four, organization. And five, personal growth. These five together turn you into a powerhouse. Absolutely no doubt about it. Nail these five and there is no way you're not doing big things. There is no way you're not doing big things if you nail these five. So with that, I'm going to leave you to go and run the numbers on these five things. Create your calendar so that you're actually going to implement these five things. And let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you on Instagram about the CEO habits. What would you add to this list? What would you take away? What is your audit of your time telling you about these habits? All right, that's it from me. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.